My first question is regarding Isis Ra Elohim.
Isis was a feminine principle of wisdom in Egypt, spelled I-S-I-S, Isis. Then the coming of one of the pharaohs changed the worship of Isis to the worship of Amun-Re, Amen-Ra, which is incidentally why Christians still say Amen at the end of the prayer, because ascending the prayer through God's Son, Amen-Re, Amun-Ra, Amen. And consequently, when the Phoenician Canaanites, when the Hebrews went north into Palestine, they encountered a people that were already there for thousands of years. They were called Palestinians, which was very clever. I mean, that's where you would expect to find Palestinians, is in Palestine. And so when they went into Palestine, they had already learned all the wisdom and the religious teachings of Isis, spelled I-S-I-S. Then they learn the new concept of the new religion of Amun-Re, R-A. And now they encounter the Palestinians, and the Palestinians' god was El, the planet Saturn, El, E-L. Consequently, the religion grew out of Isis, Ra, El, I-S-R-A-E-L. Israel is nothing more than Isis, Ra, and El. Consequently, there's nothing holy about Israel. And why is Jerusalem called the holy city? The holy city is because, they're full of holes. The holy city is because every kind of licentious, filthy, degenerate religion that can come into the mind of men has been practiced there. Everything from child sacrifice, pornography, violence, human sacrifice, I don't care how filthy it is or how dirty it is, they were doing it in Jerusalem. And that's why symbolically God's Son, the light of the world, would say to Jerusalem, 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 killer of the prophets and stoner of those sent to you. Anything that is truly enlightened and intelligent wouldn't have a damn thing to do with you. All you do is child sacrifice, pornography, violence, money grubbing, money changers. The whole thing was filthy from day one. There ain't nothing holy in Jerusalem. Ain't never been nothing holy in Jerusalem. And there's nothing going to be holy in Jerusalem, Salt Lake City, Rome, or any place else. Religion is nothing more than manipulation of the human mind. There is a powerful spiritual dynamic to the universe, but unhappily most Americans haven't got into the faintest idea about any of that. And I think that that's what's coming. I think there's going to come a time when we're going to start thinking in terms of, wait a minute, let's back up and look at this all over again. Who are we really, and what is astrology, and what is the Bible, and who really wrote it? And that's what I'm hoping to do, to be able to enlighten people that there's something else going on we haven't been told. Yes, what else?